This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Cubs say they'll hold a public memorial a week from Friday for Ryne Sandberg. That's August 22nd. Sandberg died last month after an extended battle with cancer. The tribute will take place outside Wrigley Field along Gallagher Way. Fans will be able to pay their respects at Sandberg's statue and watch the private funeral service happening at the same time. It will be broadcast on the video board. Environmental Protection Agency workers and supporters gathered in downtown Chicago today. They're protesting the Trump administration decision to end its contract with the federal union representing EPA employees. EPA canceled its contract with the American Federation of Government Employees. That's the largest labor organization representing agency staffers. The decision is part of the administration's push to end collective bargaining agreements across the federal government. Nicole Cantello is president of the local union representing regional EPA workers.
This is giving everyone a blueprint for how to take down a union. It's illegal and we need to stop it here.
Several unions have filed a lawsuit to challenge this decision. Meantime, some environmental advocacy groups and local officials want to rename a local canal. The Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal stretches 28 miles from the lower west side of Chicago to just north of Joliet. The waterway reversed the flow of the Chicago River and diverted sewage from Lake Michigan when it was opened in 1900. The canal also negatively impacted the environment over the years with pollution, the introduction of invasive species, and also lowered the levels of the Great Lakes. Sun-Times reported Mary Nokel says the coalition pushing for a name change wants to see a revamped future for the canal.
The head of the Friends of the Chicago River, Margaret Frisbee, was telling me that she wants people to be able to imagine, you know, a more thriving business and life along the river.
The coalition is currently taking public feedback on some new names. It's been 35 years since the most complete Tyrannosaurus rex ever found was discovered in South Dakota, and now the bones of Sue the T-Rex live at the Field Museum in Chicago. Bill Simpson is manager of fossil vertebrates at the field, and he was part of the team that purchased Sue the T-Rex for more than $8 million.
It is like the Rosetta Stone for T-Rex, a very important scientific specimen. It is a spectacular exhibit. And it furthers our educational efforts because people are so interested in it. So, yeah, that's why it was so important to us.
Sue has contributed to our understanding of the T-Rex. Simpson says the massive fossil is currently being used to gauge the weight of dinosaurs when they were alive. And parts of Northeast Illinois, including Cook County and Chicago, are under a flood watch until midnight. Showers and thunderstorms possible in the area tonight. The National Weather Service says watch for flooding in areas that have poor drainage. Underpasses, roads, and streets may also flood, and creeks and streams could rise. You're listening to The Rundown. Michael Jackson is moonwalking back into Chicago. The popular musical, MJ the Musical, returns to town this week. The Jukebox production focuses on the days leading up to the 1992 Dangerous World Tour and the father-son dynamic between the pop star and his dad. My colleague, our theater reporter Mike Davis, met the actors backstage and talked about getting into character.
The four-time Tony Award-winning production, MJ the Musical, brings 25 of Michael Jackson's greatest hits to the Nederlander Theater. West Side native Brandon Lee Harris plays the character at the center of the action, Michael Jackson.
I mean, if you would have told like an eight-year-old Brandon, like, hey, you're going to be playing Michael Jackson one day, I probably would have like passed out. Because Michael is like, he's my inspiration. He's the reason why I wanted to be an artist, a singer, a performer in general. So like, he's influenced me so much in my career.
Harris said a key part of becoming the king of pop was mastering his dance moves. To do that, he worked with Rich and Tone Talluega, The creative duo who collaborated with Jackson extensively on choreography when he was alive.
Even, you know, 3 years into doing the show, last week was just in sessions with Rich and Tone, like revamping choreo with ideas of things that he probably would have done in that time, even if we don't have it on footage, even because they worked so closely with him, because they are the Michael Bibles. They carry the torches for Michael movement. Like, if you are not learning Michael movement from Rich and Tone, you're not really learning Michael movement. And are you okay? So, and are you okay? Are you
okay? And are you okay? Learning how to move like Michael was not the only difficult character work in the production. Actor Devin Bowles had to enter the mindset of Joe Jackson, Michael's brooding father. Joe Jackson kept a strict, and some say brutal, control over his children's careers.
It's funny because it's easy for us to villainize people that we don't fully know about. We just know the effect of what they have done. And for me, as an actor, I love diving into the humanity of the people. Joe was a father. He was a husband. He was a son. And for me, when I start there, I think about the behavior of this person and the predicaments they were put in. I love it. As it stretches me as an actor.
To help get into character, Bowles taps into one of his favorite big screen bad guys.
One of my favorite villains is Thanos in the MCU. Thanos thought that what he was doing was for the greater good. And it's only in contrast that we can identify villains in the first place. You have one person who thinks this way is the great way, and the other person thinks this way is the other great way. They both may want the same thing, but their navigation of the such may be different. Joe loves Michael Jackson. Joe truly loved his son. I just think Joe was very product-driven. He didn't want anything to derail him from his kids being the best ever.
MJ the Musical opens tonight and plays through August 24th. Mike Davis, WBEZ News.
Weather, we do have some showers and thunderstorms and a flood watch until midnight, highs in the mid-80s today. A chance of showers continue tonight with a low in the low 70s, and then much more comfortable tomorrow, sunny, less humid, high in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.